This is Steve Braswell. Welcome again to my podcast. We're continuing in our series I've called Surviving the Storm, because storms are part of life, part of your life, part of mine, and we need to learn with God's help how to survive those. So today we come to the theme of surviving the storm of my burdens. What is a burden? It's something too heavy for you to carry on your own. Now, I'm not the strongest man around, but I try to carry my weight. When I was pastoring the church, I moved many things around the church, heavy things, sometimes by myself, just because there was no one else around to help. I prided myself that even up till my retirement, if we got big boxes that came from deliveries, I was able to carry them by myself from the front door downstairs to the storage room. May not should have been doing that, but I was able to do that and glad that I was. I remember one time that two men showed up to move one of the pianos at church. And these two men could not move this piano by themselves. So you know what I did? I decided I would help. I lifted with all my might. Now, these were strong guys, and they put all their weight into it. And guess what? We moved it. But it's something that no one of us could have done on our own. By the way, we were moving a piano down some stairs, which was a treacherous thing to do, but we got the job done. But we could not have done it with one man or two men. It took all of us working together. Well, we all have different types of burdens to carry in our lives. Temptations. The Bible talks about our three enemies, the world, the flesh, and the devil. Guilt from the past. Physical pain or difficulties because we just can't do the things we used to do. Emotional pain because of things going on with our children or grandchildren or some loss of relationship. And then there's the financial burden of debt that can be a burden and weigh us down. You know what the average American household credit card debt is right now? $7,200. Now, that's a case in which you don't want to be above average. Maybe you want to be above average in lots of other things, but not in that. Add all that up, and what do you have? You have burdens too heavy for you to carry on your own. So what are you going to do with those burdens? Well, let me direct your attention to Galatians chapter 6, verses 1 through 6. Listen to what these words say. Brothers and sisters, if someone is caught in a sin, you who live by the Spirit should restore that person gently. But watch yourselves, or you may also be tempted. Carry each other's burdens, and in this way you will fulfill the law of Christ. If any of you think that you are something when you are nothing, you deceive yourselves. Each of you should test your own actions. Then you can take pride in yourself without comparing yourself to somebody else. For each of you should carry your own load. Nevertheless, those who receive instruction in the word should share all good things with their instructor. That mentions loads and burdens several times. From those verses, let me share with you three things to do with your burdens. Okay? First, carry your burden. Verse 5. Now, this might surprise you, but carry your own burden. Verse 5 tells us not to compare ourselves with others, but that each of us should carry your own load. That's the starting. Now, let me just pause and say, it's the most human thing in the world to do, to compare our burdens with others. Here we are, weighted down, struggling to carry this heavy load, and we look over at someone else whose burden appears to us to be less than half of ours, and they are whining and complaining. And what do we want to say? Look at my burden. Mine is bigger than yours, but that doesn't matter. We each need to carry our own burden. My burden is specifically mine. You cannot fully understand it because it's not yours. And my first response to any burden should be, what can I do to carry this and make this situation better? Have you ever known people who are always looking for help for the slightest problems in their lives? They're always talking about themselves. Their theme song is, me, 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 me. So what do you do in response? when you see that person coming, what do? You go the other direction. Come on now, be honest. Have you ever been in a store and seen someone down an aisle or across the way and gone a different direction from what you had intended to avoid what you know will be a long conversation and a rehearsal of all their problems? The weight that we must each carry on our own is our own personal responsibility before God. I have wonderful reasons, maybe excuses, for the problems that I have in my life, but ultimately, I must live my life and I must be held responsible for the Lord for the choices I make. That's the starting point. Now, some burdens are very heavy. You may seek out help. You may call out for help. That's okay. But sometimes help doesn't come. And you must do the best you can to carry it yourself for as long as you can. I read a story about a man who had over 700 friends on Facebook, but he felt like he had very few real face-to-face friends. He wanted more social interaction in his life, someone to smile and care about his problems. So he invited all 700 friends of his on Facebook to meet him and come to a party. Out of 700, 60 people said they might show up. 15 said they would show up. When the 19, only one woman showed up, and he didn't even know her. She was actually a friend of a friend. The woman felt uncomfortable, as you might imagine, made a few moments of small talk, and then left. I tell that story not to depress you, but to remind you that you still have to live your life and make the best of it. And sometimes when you're in situations where you feel more isolated, you need to reach out to others, but you need to reach out in a kind and loving way and not in a way that puts people off. So, first step, carry your own burden. Now, you might think, well, that's no help. I've already tried that. Well, there's a second thing in these verses. Verse 2, share your burden. Thankfully, all Paul says is not just suck it up, carry your own burden, because sometimes that's not enough. It's the starting point, but it's not the end. Paul says to the believers in verse 2, carry each other's burdens, and in this way, you will fulfill the law of Christ. We need to follow Christ's example, and as Paul wrote in Philippians 2:4, don't look to your own interest, but each of you to the interests of others. Now, that's sound advice. We somewhere in our minds know that's how we ought to live, but most of the time we don't. Why? Because we are all sinners, which means we are essentially selfish. The number one person in this world that I want to be comfortable is myself. But we need to stop and think of others' interests. I know that in my years of ministry, I ran across a lot of people who were very difficult to deal with, and sometimes I was very frustrated. On the other hand, I tried to remind myself, you know, they've got some reasons why they have these problems. They have maybe some things that happened in their childhood or some deep-seated problems that they're trying to work out, and this is the way it's all coming out. And so I would remind myself of those things, and in that way try to look not to my own interest, but to the interest of others. After all, that's what being part of the body of Christ is all about. Being part of the body of Christ is each one of us is a member of the same body, so we're all connected to the same body. We ought to help each other, care for each other, encourage each other, because we all belong to the same body. Now, I can't do that for every Christian across the globe. There are just too many of them. I don't know most of them. That's why it's important in your own local church to get to know the needs of each other and reach out and help each other. We're connected, you and I, each sister and brother in Christ, by our union to Christ. And I think if the church did more of this, reaching out and helping each other, the church would be more attractive to those outside the church. Who wants to go and be part of a group that when you get to know the people in the group, they're all just making fun of each other, gossiping about each other. I mean, I can get that anywhere. When I go to church, it ought to be different than that. And if we shared our burdens, it would help our evangelism as well. Specifically in verse 1, Paul mentions restoring gently those who are caught in a sin. Now, that is a surgical term for resetting a broken bone. Churches characterized by law only tend to break bones themselves and then just point out how many broken bones the person has. But churches characterized by grace deal with broken people in gentleness and seek to restore and reset the broken parts. Let's face it, we're all broken. We're all sinners. We all get caught in sins. You remember wearing a mask to church during COVID? Well, the truth is we all continue to wear masks to church, the different kind of mask. We need to find ways to be willing to take off those masks and be open and honest with the assurance that we will be dealt with in mercy and gentleness. Finding people to help share our burdens rather than criticize us for having them in the first place. This poem about a family getting ready for church on Sunday, I think, has a lot of truth to it. Sunday is a funny day. It starts with lots of noise. Mommy rushes around with socks, and Daddy shouts, "You boys!" Then Mommy says, "Now don't blame them. You know you're just as bad. You've only just got out of bed. It really makes me mad." At church, my mom and dad are friends. They get on very well. But no one knows they've had a row, and I'm not going to tell. Daddy loves the meetings. He's always at the mall. He's learning how to understand the letters of St. Paul. But Mommy says, "I'm stuck at home to lead my Christian life. It's just as well for Paul, he didn't have a wife." I once heard Mommy say she'd walk out of his life. I once heard Daddy say to her he'd picked a rotten wife. They really love each other. I really think they do. I think the people in the church would help them if they only knew. Now that's, you know, in rhyme and fun and all that, but there's a lot of truth in that. And I know we can't go around exposing all of our private problems, but we need to be willing to get to know each other and then be willing to help share your burdens. Remember what I said about what a burden was? Too heavy for you to carry by yourself. So we need to share our burdens. Then the third thing that Paul says, this is important too, cast your burden. Okay, you're carrying your burden for as much as you can, and then share your burden, and now cast your burden. Think about your burden right now. Maybe you've carried it for as long as you could. Maybe you've tried to share it, but it never really worked. You're not at the end of your rope. There's one more thing you better do to that burden. Cast it upon the Lord. He's the only one who is strong enough, who is always available, and always willing to help. Now, God may not remove your burden from you, but he will give you the strength to carry it. Remember, Paul struggled. He prayed 3 times for God to remove the thorn in the flesh from him, and God's response was, "My grace is sufficient for you." God responds, but many times not the way we want. When I'm suffering under a burden, my first thought is, "Get this thing off me." God's response is, "I will give you the strength. My grace is sufficient for you." Now, God may not make you bear your burden without pain. There may be great pain, but he can help you carry it with joy. Consider it pure joy when you face trials of many kinds. That does not mean that you smile even when you're in great pain. It doesn't mean that you put on a fake facade. It does mean that even in those days of great pain, underneath all that, God can bring you joy. Now, we know this truth of casting your burden from both the New Testament and the Old Testament. Paul talks about here in Galatians 6, that we need to cast our burdens. But the real truth we see spelled out specifically in 1 Peter 5:7, which Peter takes from Psalm 55:22. Here's Psalm 55:22 first. Cast your cares on the Lord, and he will sustain you. He will never let the righteous be shaken. 1 Peter 5:7, cast all your anxiety on the Lord because he cares for you. It's interesting. Some people only like to read the New Testament, but there's so much richness in the Old Testament. And of course, the New Testament writers, that was their only Bible, and that's what they draw from constantly. Now, this word cast means to throw it on a pile, to throw it away from yourself. Think of the image of a large group of hikers with heavy backpacks stopping for a rest. And what happens? Everyone throws off their packs, and you hear the thump, thump, thump as each pack hits the ground. I read one author who talked about wanting to put this verse into practice, so he sat down and wrote on a piece of paper all the concerns, worries, and anxieties, all the burdens that he had in his life right now. He said it only took him about 3 minutes to make that list, and his total was 38 items. Now, if I was in the right frame of mind and took the time to think through, I'm sure, I don't know about if I could come up with 38, but I'm sure I could come up with a bunch pretty quickly. Those kinds of things are right there at the surface of our minds and our lives constantly. So he looked at this list of 38 items. He saw that he really had no power to solve or change most all of them. So he just wrote on top of the whole list, 1 Peter 5:7, which says, cast all your anxiety on the Lord because he cares for you. Think about this. There's a difference between worry and trust. Worry is glancing at God while gazing at our circumstances. Trust is glancing at our circumstances while gazing at God. See the difference? Where is your constant focus? If it stays on your circumstances, you're going to be filled with worry. You're going to have a great burden. Doesn't mean you're not in touch with your circumstances, but you keep your focus on God. It puts the circumstances in a different perspective. What will you do with that burden of yours? You must carry it, you may share it, and you should cast it. Are you willing to pray, God, I've been carrying this thing for a long time. I'm just tired of carrying it. It's all yours now. I'm giving it to you. And then when I try to pick it up again, I probably will, just remind me, child, this is mine. You don't need to carry that anymore. A number of years ago, while working at a chapel in Glasgow, Scotland, John Moore received a phone call from a large shipping firm. They asked John to visit a young merchant who was critically ill. So John went to the hospital to visit this young man. He talked with him and then reached into his pocket to share with him a gospel tract. It was one based on John Bunyan's classic Pilgrim's Progress. On the front, there was a picture of Christian, the main character in the book, coming to the cross with a huge burden on his back. He asked him, do you feel the burden on your back today? They prayed together, and as John left, the man was smiling and said, now I am at peace because my burden has been lifted. That night, John Moore went home and wrote these words that became a famous song years later. Days are filled with sorrow and care. Hearts are heavy and drear. Burdens are lifted at Calvary. Jesus is very near. Cast your care on Jesus today. Leave your worry and fear. Burdens are lifted at Calvary. Jesus is very near. Friends, burdens are a part of our lives constantly. We need to learn how to deal with them in a healthy way and how to deal with them in a way that God wants us to. We need to carry them as much as we can, but then we need to share them. And then we need to cast them, ultimately just give them to the Lord. I will pray that you can do that with your burdens today as you try to survive your storm, the storm of your burdens. Well, next week we'll continue with our theme, except next week it'll be surviving the storm when I feel alone. So I hope you'll join me next week.